Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello and welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, and today I'm going to be talking about managing sobriety. So I wanted to talk about this because I find, at least for me, in the nicer months, it definitely is more of a struggle, you know, just to maintain sobriety and that temptation. So when I was in Arizona, I did feel tempted to possibly drink. Right? Because we were just enjoying, the weather was nice, it was sunsetting, and I'm like, oh, it'd be so nice to like have a glass of wine right now. And that was a thought I had. And I remember telling Paul, I'm like, oh, it'd be nice if we could drink. And he's like, yeah, it would be. But like, for him, he doesn't have a problem. So like, he can go and have a drink. But then I'm just like, no, but I can't, you know, and it feels like you're missing out on something. And it feels like you're a freaking child and you can't go and just do these things. But it's also just knowing yourself and knowing like, hey, what is it going to feel like the next day? Is it actually only going to be one drink, or is it going to be two or three? Like, are you not going to be able to take your medications because of this? Is that going to affect your mood tomorrow? Are you not going to want to do things? Is it going to turn into wanting to drink the next night? Right? So it's not like this just one-off thing. And I think it's about knowing yourself and then also like just thinking about that future. And, you know, I have struggled with, you know, drinking in the past, and I definitely did struggle with it going into my wedding, and it was something that I was kind of just putting off. And I knew deep down, I'm like, hey, you know, you're not handling this well. You're turning this into something that it's not, and you're making this habit. And is that really the person that you want to be? Is that the mom that you want to be? It's such a struggle because you want to have fun, you want to enjoy yourself, and you know what it feels like when you have a couple of drinks. You know the feeling of just kind of your anxieties released, you feel good, you have that buzz, but then you also know that it turns into something else and you might get sloppy, you might embarrass yourself, you might maybe even not even like realize, but not paying attention to your kids, right? Like, I remember during the summertime when we went to Cuba and I was having a couple of drinks, like, I was just kind of leaving Paul to himself with Caleb. And like, that's so fucking selfish of myself. And I know that a lot of people do that and it's fine or whatever. But for me, it was not fine. It was something that I was like, that's kind of fucked up. And I remember I felt really guilty and really shameful. And I think after that trip, Paul kind of came up to me. He's like, I want to talk to you about something. Like, I feel like your drinking has become kind of out of control. I remember when we had that conversation, I literally broke down and started crying. He did not expect me to cry and like just completely break down. But like, I think I knew for a while that like, hey, this is out of control. You are not handling it as you think that you would. And it was such a slow burn to get to that point. And I literally had a breaking point on my honeymoon. And I'm like, I just don't want to do this anymore. And I don't. And I hated waking up and just starting the cycle every single weekend or, you know, whenever I would have a drink. Because, like, I wasn't drinking every day or even every week. But, like, when I did, it just wasn't something that I felt like I had control over. It always led to, like, binging. And me and Paul, we talk about this a lot, and he feels that way, you know, sometimes around food, right? Not to like call him out. He's talked about this before, so it doesn't matter. And he feels that way around food. And I remember at one point feeling that way around food. Like, I cannot control myself. I cannot stop. And it was like so impulsive. I remember like binge eating and just not being able to stop. And I think for me, the difference between that and alcohol is that, like, yes, I think both of them can really change your brain chemistry and how you're reacting. Both of them can, like, kind of manipulate your mood as well, like food and alcohol. But I think the difference with the binge eating, it was actually triggered by alcohol abuse. So me abusing alcohol would trigger binges for me, right? I wouldn't really binge unless I was drinking. And you might feel like you're in control, but you're actually out of control in that sense. And so a lot of my symptoms of bulimia, binge eating, things like that were pretty much non-existent as soon as I stopped drinking. And that's another reason why I noticed that I needed to stop drinking as well, because I started realizing I started binging again. I started feeling out of control around food. And I'm like, why is this happening right now? Why is this happening? Why am I struggling so much? So, like, from that whole entire summer leading up into my wedding, after I stopped prepping and everything, it just felt like I just let loose. I just let loose completely. And on the outside, it really looked like I was put together. It looked like I was, on my shit. But I literally haven't felt like on my shit probably until this last month. If I'm gonna be completely honest, my energy, the way I talked, the mindset I was in, it was completely different. And I bet you guys who follow me a lot, probably noticed this as well. So, me stopping drinking really helped with so many other things in my life. And then I eventually stopped vaping as well. And that was like another thing that I was like, why am I doing this? Like, I don't like it. I'm actually getting repulsed by it. It's a very hard thing to do mentally. And for me, at least, I always think, okay, stop thinking so far ahead into the future and the what ifs. And don't think that you need alcohol in order to be confident, because guess what? I'm a confident fucking bitch without alcohol or with alcohol. Honestly, I feel more confident without it. So, I think the important thing to do is take it one day at a time. Don't think too far in the future. Like, what if there's a vacation? What if there's this? Well, you're not there right now. Right? Take it one moment at a time. And I remember voicing out these feelings that I had to Paul. Because for him, it might be scary, right? And you don't want them to judge you, but at the same time, someone knowing how you're feeling in these moments is so important to your sobriety if that's something that you want. So don't think like, hey, I'm gonna be sober for the rest of my life. Just think like, I'm going to be sober today, right? I'm going to practice being mindful today. I'm going to listen to what my body needs right in this moment. Like, what do I need? What would comfort me? Why do I want to drink right now? What am I avoiding? Right? It's the same with food. Like, what are you avoiding in this moment? I think it's so important to recognize that and have awareness around things. In the past, like I was sober for over 2 2.5 years or so, and it was hard the first year. I remember the year, first year was very hard. I felt really left out, especially like cottages, things like that. But I knew that like it didn't need to be that way, because I remember even being at one of the cottages this like the one summer, I think it was the first summer of me being sober. And I remember everyone was drinking around the fire, and I was like, oh, I feel so left out. Like, maybe I can just have one, like trying to contemplate with myself. Anyways, I didn't do it. I didn't die. Surprising, I did not die. And I remember the next morning, everyone was a little bit hungover, and I actually had my dog with me. So I was actually able to take Knox for a walk super early in the morning, and I would not have been able to do that if I was drinking the night before. So I would have neglected my dog, put my own needs first, be like, probably be in a really fucking bad mood for the rest of the trip and probably need to drink again, right? Not need to, but want to. So managing sobriety is not fucking easy. Every day is a challenge. There's always going to be something there. And, even talking about it now even feels triggering in a sense. Like, oh, like thinking about vacation, thinking about like, oh, what if I do a prep? What about at the end when we go out for dinner? And it's just like, But you don't need that. You actually don't. And, who's the person that you want to be? And I think it's so important to like remember being a child as well and thinking about, I didn't need any sort of whatever. I just had fun being outside, just enjoying the weather, being in the moment, and remembering things. Like yesterday, I was playing with Caleb because he was home with me all day. And he was playing with the hose, and then he had like a bucket on his face, and it was see-through. And he came towards me and put it on my face and was making faces at me. And it's like, if I was drinking in that moment, I probably would not remember that. I wouldn't have had that good feeling moment. It's always about like outweighing the things that you want, right? Like outweighing the, what am I trying to say? Outweighing the positives and the negatives, right? Like, yeah, maybe positive, you feel good in the moment, but what about the negatives towards this, right? So anytime you want to make a decision, think about, is this going to benefit me in the long run? Is my future self going to be proud of me? Is this something from 5 or 10 years from now I'm going to look back and be proud of that moment or that decision? It's so hard to do that because when we think about the future, we think about the, oh, missing out, the what ifs, blah, blah. But you're not thinking about, like, well, what would I feel if I actually went and did that and I took this journey of not being sober? And not everyone needs to be sober. And this really doesn't even have to apply for sobriety. This can apply to any sort of habit or behavior you don't really like about yourself, or you're trying to heal from, or fix, or I don't think fix is the right word, but heal from and move through. So, yeah, that's my little talk about sobriety. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you got value, please share from someone else. And we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is at a step above the rest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.